partnership deal that appears to be the strongest since the Cold War. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russian state media says President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have signed a comprehensive strategic partnership during a summit in Pyongyang. Putin's visit comes amid growing concerns over an arms arrangement in which North Korea provides Russia with badly needed munitions for Moscow's war in Ukraine in exchange for economic assistance and technology transfers that could enhance the threat posed by Kim's nuclear weapons and missile program. The North is under heavy UN Security Council sanctions over its weapons program, while Russia also faces sanctions by the U.S. and its Western partners over its aggression in Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The European Commission on Wednesday proposed disciplinary steps against France and six other EU countries over running excessive budget deficits.
Today's report is the first step in the process of opening an EDP. It will be for the Council in July to adopt a decision establishing the existence of an excessive deficit in those member states.
France is in the spotlight, being EU's second biggest economy, and faces political turmoil after President Emmanuel Macron called snap elections. A group of U.S. lawmakers who met the Dalai Lama in India on Wednesday signaled that Washington would pressure Beijing to hold talks with Tibetan leaders to resolve the Tibet issue, with a bill that they said President Joe Biden would sign soon.
This Tibet Resolve Act, which is meant to promote negotiated solution for Tibet, will be the first in a country. Once the president signs it, then it becomes a law. This will give us a tool to work with other governments.
Tibetan President Penpa Tsering. This is VOA News. Israeli forces may have repeatedly violated fundamental principles of the laws of war and